It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's governor, attorney general, and legislature are being asked to help find an investigator to look into allegations about the state's judicial branch. The state's chief justice, Brian Boatwright, made the request and says the public needs to know the judicial branch will hold itself accountable. A recently revealed memo alleged that sex discrimination and unprofessional behavior have gone unchecked in parts of the court system. Boatwright says he will now get weekly reports about any misconduct complaints. Colorado lawmakers say they want to undo some of the damage from years of anti-LGBTQ policies in the U.S. military. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Service members who are gay were banned from discussing their sexual identity until 2011 under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell directive. And most transgender people were banned from the military by Donald Trump, a decision that was only reversed by President Joe Biden last month. By some estimates, about 100,000 people nationwide were essentially kicked out of the military for their gender or sexual identity since World War II, and many lost access to veterans benefits as a result. A new bill in the Colorado State Legislature would try to fix that, allowing LGBTQ veterans to get certain state benefits, from pension perks to burial in a military cemetery. The proposed state law wouldn't affect federal benefits, but the Department of Defense does allow people to appeal certain discharges related to sexual orientation. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The team behind Fisher's Peak State Park wants organizations to join its discussions about the park's master plan. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
A questionnaire at fisherspeakstatepark.com asks groups to identify primary interests as they relate to already determined focus areas, including natural systems and wildlife, cultural and historical resources, and economic benefit for the surrounding communities. It also asks groups to identify which discussions they want to be a part of. That includes topics like hunting, emergency services, and diversity, equity, and inclusion. The goal is to share ideas, expertise, and thoughts on challenges and opportunities related to the park, as well as to build relationships. Applications are open through Friday next week. Discussions are slated to begin next month. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Fisher's Peak is near Trinidad, where there will be snow tonight and highs today in the 30s. This is CPR News.